Hey everybody, Mark Ashton here on July 11th, bringing you the Accelerator from 2 Kings chapter 21 as we read through the Bible in chronological order. We're still in the era of Isaiah and 2 Kings as they're all kind of mixed together. And now we're hearing the end today of King Hezekiah. Now King Hezekiah, despite the fact that he didn't finish as strongly as we would have liked, he was a good king. He honored the Lord, and the Lord honored him by giving him an extra 15 years of life. He was one of the best kings the southern kingdom of Judah ever had. And he did so many things well, but his boy didn't. His son was Manasseh, and he was one of the worst kings of all of Judah. He rebuilt all the pagan high places that his father had torn down. He built altars for Baal. He worshipped all the, quote, hosts of heaven, and just in case you don't understand what that means, there's a clause that refers to demons in that phrase. We're told that he consorted with familiar spirits. He set up pagan altars in the temple courts, and he actually went so far as to place an idol inside the temple. What was he thinking? He even made his son, quote, pass through the fire. And I know that by now you know that that reference means either a human sacrifice that he gave up his son to the gods that he was burned in the fire, or at the very least to a pagan initiation ceremony that had to do with demonism. Either way, it was very bad. According to the writers of Scripture, Manasseh had a more negative and debilitating influence upon Judah than all of the nations that God had driven out before they entered into the land of Canaan. Since Manasseh reigned for 55 years in Judah, his influence was very pervasive, and he succeeded in undoing virtually everything that his good father Hezekiah had done. The extent of Manasseh's evil is hard to imagine. In addition to doing more evil than all of Israel since they came out of Egypt, verse 16 says he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood. That means he killed a lot of people, even on the very streets of Jerusalem. Some people speculate that one of those people may have been Isaiah. There's uncorroborated but very old Jewish legend that says that it was during the reign of Manasseh that the prophet Isaiah was martyred. And a little gross moment here. According to this story, the idea is that King Manasseh had Isaiah put inside the trunk of a hollow tree and sawed in half. Sawed the whole tree in half with Isaiah in the middle of it. There may be an allusion to that event in Hebrews 11 in the chapter of faith, where in verse 37 the preacher of the great sermon says that many of the heroes of the faith were killed. They were stoned, he says. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. He may very well have been talking about Isaiah in that reference. And if it was, it was during the reign of the wicked king Manasseh that it happened. Well, in verses 12 to 14 of 2 Kings 21, they pronounce the final judgment upon the southern kingdom of Judah. Because Judah failed to learn from the graphic example of its northern sister, upon whom God's judgment had finally fallen by the hand of Assyria, God said that Judah would suffer the same fate. My friends, there's two ways in which you and I can learn our lessons. The lessons that we have from God. We can either learn our lesson from the experience of others, or we can learn it through personal experience. And here's the truth. Personal experience is a lot more painful. We're smarter to learn our lessons from the things, from the mistakes that others have made. Now, this is one of the key reasons why we read through the Bible. The daily Bible in chronological order in particular, because we can learn from the example of people who have gone before us, people who have done incredibly well like King Hezekiah, people who have lived their life foolishly like Manasseh. And the truth is, none of us want to be under the judgment of God if we can avoid it. So let's do our best to live not like Manasseh, but instead like Hezekiah. May God's blessings be with you today.